A group of Czech senators recently accused President Miloš Zeman of gross violation of the constitution and began drafting an official bill of impeachment. However, the chances of the Liberal Senator 21 group finding the support they need to force out the head of state seems extremely slim. So why is it so hard to remove a Czech president? Vít Pohanka has been finding out.
Some opposition lawmakers blame President Miloš Zeman and his office for interfering in courts. A legal analysis compiled by the NGO platform State Reconstruction or Rekonstrukce státu puts the blame squarely on President's Chancellor Vratislav Mynář. He allegedly tried to influence judges in key courts to take decisions on cases relating to the office of the president or in which President Miloš Zeman had a vested interest. Liberal Senator Václav Láska told the Czech radio that this is just the proverbial last straw that breaks the camel's back.
Ono, když si vezmete jednotlivé skutky pana prezidenta,
when you take only the individual actions of the president, you may come to the conclusion that, on their own, these actions are on the edge of constitutionality. But when you describe 20 such actions together, then it enables you to state that the president does that on purpose, that his intention is to violate the constitution, that he does not respect the constitution. We would like to include all such actions that potentially violate the constitution in our bill of indictment. Some of them will be quite serious, such as infringement of judicial independence. Others might help build supporting arguments.
Takže my těch skutků máme teď v tuto chvíli vytipováno. Možná 20, možná víc, ještě ten...
We are now working on a list of such actions. There are some 20 of them, but we are not finished yet. Once we complete the list, we will make it public and discuss it with constitutional law experts. We will decide which of the actions are grave violations, and we will argue that the president continuously acts against the constitution.
Prostě chování prezidenta proti ústavě je kontinuální.
But in order to send the charges against the president to the constitutional court, the rebels in the Senate would need 3/5 of the vote in both houses of the parliament. It is extremely unlikely that they will get that kind of support. Notwithstanding, another liberal senator, Tomáš Goláň, defends the meaning of this political move.
Proto, abychom věděli, zda už tohle je to, co prostě překračuje nějaké hranice, anebo ještě ne.
We are doing this to find out whether the president has really crossed the boundaries of constitutionality or not. We are doing this for the future. We want our future presidents to know what the boundaries of their actions are.
Už věděli, kde jsou nějaké mantinely.
No Czech president has ever been formally challenged in this way. The constitution even states, quote, "The president of the republic shall not be responsible for the performance of his duties," unquote. Why is it necessary to have such a formulation included in the basic legal document of the country? I asked Professor Jan Kysela, leading constitutional expert at Charles University in Prague.
Potřebná není, protože najdete ústavy jak v naší minulosti, tak v zahraničí, kde s takovou formulací nepracujete.
No, such a formulation isn't necessary. You can find constitutions both in our country and in other countries that don't include such a sentence. What matters is the purpose. It says, in other words, that you can't dismiss a president simply because you don't like his policies. That's the meaning of this particular line in the Constitution.
Naopak vláda je odpovědná poslanecké sněmovně, což vede k tomu důsledku.
It's the government that answers to Parliament, namely the Chamber of Deputies. If the lower house doesn't like the government's actions, deputies can remove the cabinet. So it depends on what the authors of the Constitution want, whether they want the president to be held politically responsible and impeachable for his or her policies. The Czech Constitution continues in the tradition all the way back to the Austrian-Hungarian monarchy, whose constitution stated that the sovereign couldn't be held politically responsible. That's why we have the same principle in all of our constitutions, with one important exception, under communism between 1960 and
1992.
That doesn't mean, however, that the president or his office are legally untouchable. Article 65 of the Constitution states that the president can be charged with high treason or gross violation of the Constitution.
Let's clarify what we're talking about here. When we talk about responsibility in the context of the Constitution, It's necessary to make clear what we mean by that. So far, we've been talking about political responsibility. But there is the other side of the same coin, legal responsibility. So if the president violates or neglects a certain legal duty, we have a mechanism to hold him or her responsible. In other words, we also have the institution of impeachment, as the English-speaking world knows it. In the Czech system, this procedure can be initiated by the Senate in the case of high treason or gross violation of the Constitution.
So is this a kind of a special legal procedure reserved for someone as special as the President of the Republic? He is, after all, the head of the state, chosen by all citizens eligible to vote.
Exactly. It's a special case of legal action against the president that can be initiated in the case of high treason or gross violation of the Constitution. If we look, for example, at the United States Constitution, it also allows the initiation of an impeachment process on the grounds of the president committing high treason. It differs from the Czech Constitution in that the same process can be started for any alleged felony committed by the president. That's something the Czech Constitution doesn't have.
To, v čem se lišíme, je, že už neponecháváme to řízení čistě na parlamentní půdě ve Spojených státech, žaluje sněmovna reprezentantů a soudí senát.
Another difference between the US and Czech constitutions is that in America, the House of Representatives starts the process of impeachment and the Senate gives the final verdict. In the Czech Republic, the procedure is started by the Senate and confirmed by 3/5 of the vote. Then the Chamber of Deputies has to agree by the same majority. But the verdict itself is not issued by the Parliament. Our modern constitution takes the final decision away from legislators and gives it to the Constitutional Court. That's the institution charged with the defence of the Constitution and with deciding if the President has grossly violated it.
There is a fine example of a situation in which an American president nearly lost his office and in which no Czech president would find himself even threatened by a hostile parliament. And that was the Lewinsky affair. Let's take a moment and step back to 1998. The then United States President Bill Clinton first very publicly denied that he had had any intimate contacts with a young White House interim called Monica Lewinsky.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false.
But in the following months, new revelations came to light, and President Clinton finally had to tell the truth.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part, for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife. I deeply regret that.
And because Bill Clinton effectively lied under oath, the House of Representatives voted to impeach him on the grounds of perjury and obstruction of justice. A little later, the Senate acquitted him. As Professor Kysela explains, such a case would never make it so far in the Czech constitutional system.
U nás je vyloučeno stíhání za trestné činy, ať už stíhání kýmkoliv.
In our country, anybody charging the president for any criminal act is out of the question. The American solution is the president committed a crime, so he or she will face the consequences. The case, however, will not be tried by an ordinary court, but a special court in the Senate. The penalty can't be prison time, but the potential loss of office, impeachment. In the Czech Republic, you can only charge the president with high treason or gross violation of the Constitution. Then, in concrete cases, it has to be argued whether the president's actions really constitute those crimes, because the terms themselves are relatively hazy.
America aside, how easy, or rather difficult, is it to impeach the president in the Czech Republic compared to other Central European countries?
Když byste se třeba díval do Rakouska, když byste se díval na Slovensko nebo do některých jiných středoevropských zemí.
Let's take Austria, Slovakia or some other Central European countries and their constitutions as examples. They define the responsibilities of the president in a similar way as we do in the Czech Republic. They also include charges of high treason and gross violation of the constitution as potential reasons for his removal from office. However, in Austria and Slovakia, the constitution also makes it possible to hold the president responsible for his or her policies. If the parliament doesn't like them, they can initiate impeachment, even though it's a rather complex process that includes a general vote. The reason for this is that if the people elected the president, only the people can remove him or her from office. In both cases, the impeachment is started by the parliament.
O tomhle se u nás velice, řekl bych marginálně, diskutovalo při zavádění přímé volby prezidenta republiky.
We had rather marginal discussions about this possibility when we were introducing the direct election of the president, but this idea was abandoned. Simultaneously, the constitution made it much harder to charge the president. Before 2013, you needed a simple majority of the vote in the Senate only. Since March 2013, you need not only three-fifths of the vote in the Senate, but the same number of votes in the Chamber of Deputies. It's extremely unlikely that you'll find such support. Perhaps it would be possible in some extreme situations, where it would be quite clear that the president committed outrageous acts of high treason or violated the constitution. But we aren't in such a situation, at least not yet.
Ale tam tedy nejsme.
Profesor Jan Kysela, leading Czech constitutional expert. So there may be a bill of impeachment being prepared by a group of Czech senators. But it doesn't look like the president, Miloš Zeman, needs to lose any sleep over it. Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.